Hey, I'm Savannah.
And I'm Adi, and we're the Pulidos.
We're here talking about simplifying our life, growing and loving our family, and learning about the world.
And today we're talking about Project 333 and the 30-Day Challenge. Well,
here we are again. Feels like it's been a long time since we recorded.
That's because it has been.
Oh.
I think so.
Okay. I have a little update to give.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's not really that exciting, but I'm actually giving an update for something I talked about on Instagram, so I've never really talked about this on here before, but I just wanted to say that I have finished the Harry Potter series, the book series.
Nice.
Because I think I started this series in like 2015. Like, I definitely have a picture from, I think it was from 2016 or something when I was reading, like, I don't know, I think I might have been on book like 3 or 4 at that point. Mm-hmm. So it's taken me a very long time. Mm-hmm. Not because I didn't enjoy it. I would just go through long periods where like I wasn't reading at all.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, oh yeah, I need to get back to that. So it took me so long, but I finally finished it and it was very good, obviously. And then I just actually read The Cursed Child, which is like the 8th installment, and it's written as a screenplay.
Yeah.
And I had very, very low expectations for that book.
And that's because, I'm sure, because of the reviews, right?
Not really.
No?
Not really. I just, for some reason, I just didn't expect it to be very good. Or I just didn't expect to enjoy it in the same way that I enjoyed the main series.
And that's also because, because it's a screenplay, right?
Yeah, because it's obviously a different format. But the main reason, the main thing that I was expecting to be super different, I don't think this is a spoiler at all, but what I was going into it expecting for some reason was that it wasn't going to be the main cast, like the main characters of the book series. I didn't expect them to really play a big part in The Cursed Child. I thought it was going to be something that took place like years and years later, where those like that core character group wasn't even really like around anymore.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was going to be all these characters that we had never heard of. And I guess, I think maybe the reason I was thinking this is I was imagining like Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Okay.
And like The Crimes of Grindelwald, like where it's in, it's the same world, but it's a very different type of story. But I was so surprised to see how this book really like continued on the story of our beloved characters.
Right.
So I think because my expectations were so low, I loved it. I read it so fast, and I really enjoyed it. And obviously it was a very different type of book to read because it's a play. It's written as like a script.
Yeah.
So it was super different, but you definitely got the idea of like, you know, you could still picture everything really well. And I thought the characters were interesting. I thought the story was pretty interesting actually. And so yeah, I really liked it. I was surprised.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's like the latest book, and it's not a movie. It's a play. So yeah, I've heard bad things about that. Like a lot of people didn't like it.
Yeah.
But it sounded, based on what you told me, like every time we would talk about the book, it sounded like it was pretty good. Like a good story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no, that's pretty cool. I thought it was good. I think, okay, I'm going to say something now that is a spoiler, I think.
Okay, so maybe skip like 30 seconds from now if you don't want to get spoiled.
Yeah, skip like 30 seconds if you don't want to hear anything about the book. But the thing that I thought was really cool was that in the end, it was kind of like Harry's child had this opportunity to like sort of save the world.
Yeah.
And he did. But then the way that it kind of concluded was that he sort of got to live like a normal childhood, kind of like the childhood that Harry should have had. And you also can kind of see how like all of the events of Harry's past have sort of like affected him. And he didn't just come out of those like 7 years unscathed, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's, I think it was just really interesting. And it brought a lot of like kind of perspective to the whole thing. Like, you know, everything that happened, and it's like, yeah, that's not what a childhood should be like, you know? And I thought that was kind of an interesting little element there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know if that was like intentional. I think it was, or if that was more of like my perception of it, but I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's good to hear that you enjoyed that book. Well, I have one thing, and now we're going into the spoiler-free territory. So yeah. Welcome back for those people that skipped the spoiler. But anyway, so what I have with me here today is a list that our child gave us. Like, after school one day, she handed this, like, she came home, and the first thing she does, she opens up her backpack and grabs this list and hands it to me. Uh-huh. And she was kind of excited, I think. And I was like, what is this? And it says here, it's a AR Point Club Prizes. And it's a list of things that you could win
By reading books.
Yeah. And you get points. And I'm assuming one book equals 5 points, because it goes by 5 points here. And so she handed me this, and that's it. She didn't say anything about it, like, oh, I'm excited to read or anything about this, but mm-hmm. she just gave me this, and that's it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I looked at the list, and I thought the biggest prize was, it's funny.
It is funny.
Like, there's certain prizes here that are pretty cool.
Yeah, so tell us some of the, okay. like, ones in the middle that are pretty cool.
Okay, so here. So it starts off with a pencil.
Okay, so that's, like, what you get if you just read one book. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, should I just start from the bottom to the top, right?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so it's a pencil, 5 points. 10 points is suckers. And then it goes to 25 points, and it's a water bottle stickers.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. Then 50 points, McDonald's.
50?
50 points.
Okay.
McDonald's.
Nice. It's interesting how it just says McDonald's. Like, what does that mean?
I guess like a breakfast or lunch. Or...
Okay.
I'm assuming like the lunch, I'm assuming it's lunch. It's brought to you.
Interesting.
On that day or something okay. like that.
That's kind of cool. Yeah.
It's a meal, you know, like a kid's meal or whatever.
Yeah. I'm sure kids would love that. That's a good prize. Yeah.
And so that's like a pretty cool prize.
It is.
Like, it's pretty solid. Now 75 points, it's a book.
That's okay. Pretty cool.
That's okay.
Yeah, especially,
McDonald's, it's like, that's something you can eat and yeah, maybe get a toy.
If you're a kid who loves reading so much that you've read this many books, then getting a book as a prize might be pretty cool.
That's true. Then 100 points, you get Pizza Hut.
Nice.
That's solid.
Food. That's pretty cool.
Whole pizza for you. That's pretty awesome.
You don't know if it's a whole pizza.
Maybe it's one of those. Is it Pizza Hut that does the calzones now?
I think so.
Or is it Domino's? I know Domino's got rid of Domino's Pizza because now they're all about like doing other things.
Oh, but a kid wouldn't want a calzone.
No, I don't know. No. Okay, now then after that, it's 150 points and you get a donut. Which is kind of weird because the previous prize was a pizza.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Or something from Pizza Hut.
I mean, donut is like sweet, but it's also smaller.
It would have to be a bigger one because, come on, like McDonald's, I'm assuming it's a meal, not just like a burger or two.
But I mean, I guess it's like you are earning these things like incrementally. So it's like, okay, I got my pizza, now I get a donut. So it's not like one or the other.
That's true.
That's cool, I guess.
That's true. That after that, 200 points, you get a movie pass.
Now, that is very cool.
That is, like, the best,
so
I think.
So, that seems like it should be the grand prize.
It should be. Yeah, I'm assuming, like, movie tickets for two or three or whatever for, you know, your parents and yourself.
Yeah.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Now, it jumps from going to, like, 50 points now. It goes to 100 points now. So, the next one is 300 points, and you get a Hall of Fame poster.
Yeah, I have no idea what that means.
I don't know. There's no description here. I'm assuming that you get your picture taken and it's turned into a poster.
And it's put on the wall
yeah. of like the Hall of Fame of like readers or whatever.
Yeah, I could see kids being like excited about that.
That's me right there.
That's pretty cool. But I would take the movie tickets. Like,
yeah, for sure.
I would rather have the movie tickets.
Yeah, I would stop right there. I was like, I'm done with earning these AR points.
Yeah.
Because I got the movie passes.
Yeah.
And then after that, 400 points, it's a t-shirt.
What?
Yeah.
That's way too high.
Yeah, 400 points.
That should be way down there. That should be after, like, the stickers.
You think so?
Especially for a child.
Yeah.
Like, even me as an adult, that's what I'm thinking. Is like, no, I'd way rather get the pizza.
That's like, you get to, like, show your swag, you know, your pride. Like, I got a shirt, you know, for reading.
But maybe have that at, like, level like 100 points or something.
Like, I think I would get jealous, like seeing other people like with their shirts, and I know that the only way to get those is by doing a specific thing.
Yeah, I guess so.
So
I guess if a lot of kids got it, like, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know.
I would put it way lower, though.
I like the Hall of Fame poster better than the t-shirt.
Yeah.
So I think this should have swapped.
Okay.
You know? And now here's the last one. 500 points. And this is the kicker
this
for
is
me.
This is a grand prize.
And I think it's silly. It's lunch with the principal.
Oh, my gosh. Now, I know. When you told me about this, I went off on this whole tangent about principals and their attitudes.
Yeah, so let's talk about that because that's why I brought this up, right? So it starts off with 5 points, pencil, and then like the middle would be like, you know, Pizza Hut or donut, and then it goes to lunch with the principal as the last thing.
Let me ask you this because I didn't go to public school, and so my only perception of this is as an employee at a public school, and that's why I sort of have this attitude about like teach about principals and not across the board, but I just think sometimes there can be this air of like, I'm too important. Like my time is too important for you.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's also being communicated to the kids through this, like, oh, having lunch with the principal is like such a big deal.
It's like the only way to get a like face-to-face interaction is you got to earn your way.
Which I feel like didn't our kids in the past at a different school have a thing that was like, or maybe this is a school I worked at where they had like milk and cookies with the principal. And it was, you got that by doing, actually it was funny. The kindergarteners had milk and cookies with the principal. And then the first and second graders, it was like pizza with the principal or something. It was different. And I remember they would get this by earning like a student of the week prize.
Yeah.
And, but the thing is that every student earned it eventually.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was kind of like they were just rotating through. Okay. Like, so this week, you know, this child is the student of the week.
Yeah.
And they get to do this with the principal. And there would be like a handful of kids. So there would be like maybe 5 kids or something. And they would go and have lunch or cookies with the principal.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
Yeah.
And I understand the idea of that because then the principal is getting one on one time with each student. Like, I understand that, but they didn't really have to do anything to earn it. It was just that, okay, it's your turn to now you're the student of the week, you know?
Yeah.
So that makes more sense to me than this. But let me. But anyway, so what I want to ask you, though, is when you were in elementary school, because that's what age level we're talking about here. When you were in elementary school, did you think that, like, the principal was really cool and, like, that it was – did you want to spend time with your principal?
No. I think that it was always, like – he was always portrayed as, like if you talk to him, you're in trouble.
Okay.
You know, especially if – if you're sent to the principal's office, if someone says like so and so report to the principal's office, that means like, oh, you messed up.
Yeah.
And you're gonna get talked to by the principal.
Yeah.
And tell you what you did wrong. And that's it. So I never really had that like buddy buddy relationship with the principal. Like every time I saw him, I was just very like, oh, that's a principal. I better like
behave
well, you know?
Yeah.
And that's it. Kind of like a police officer. I think as a kid, it's like, oh, like, okay.
Yeah.
That cool.
Yeah. You know? That's interesting. And I wonder if that has to do with the times, because that was like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That you were in elementary school. And so I wonder if this is like a newer thing that principals are trying to like change their reputation.
Right.
And be more personable with their students.
Yeah.
Which I think is a good thing.
Yeah. I was sent to the principal once, and that was in high school. The one time in my whole like K-12 career, I was sent to the principal's office, and it was just to talk to me about how, like, about my plan about going to college, I think, or about my schedule for like my senior year looks like. And I kind of forgot, but I sat down there and, you know, I went to his office and I was pretty nervous because, again, I was thinking like, well, what did I do? What did I do to deserve this meeting with the principal one-on-one, you know, at his office? And I was just thinking like, what did I do? It's kind of like, you know, and I think it's a common thing. Like if you were to think about like other things like, hey, I need to talk to you. You always think, well, what did I do wrong? You know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that. It's like, well, I messed up. So what did I do? But it ended up being something kind of just like random. And we talked about myself and it wasn't that bad at all.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was the only time. And, but I remember in elementary school, not the principal, but the vice principal. He was kind of, he was, I guess people portrayed him as like the cool vice principal.
Yeah.
Because he was just like always, every time we were at waiting in line to get our lunch, he would just be there and talking to students, and some students would kind of like, you know, tease him, and he would tease, you know, yeah, students and blah, blah. And I remember he did this one thing, like the basketball trick, where with he could spin the basketball with his fingers, mm-hmm, like one finger.
Yeah.
And he would do that like a lot of times every time he was out there with us, you know, chatting it up, like with us while we're waiting for the lunch. So I remember that specifically, him holding the basketball. And but as far as the principal, I don't remember him like doing a lot of that kind of thing, like, yeah, interacting, but I'm sure he did. And especially when we were at recess, he would be out there and walking around and talking to people. But it's like, you know, I did my best to avoid him. And that's what I did for the other years as well, like middle school, okay, and high school. Like there was not really like the cool principal, you know?
Yeah.
Now, as an adult and going to other schools and other school districts and interacting with teachers and the administrative staff and all that stuff, I've gone to talk to some principals,
mm-hmm,
and had one in particular that I'm thinking about is was a solid principal. Like he was super friendly,
yeah,
and we talked and stuff, and he actually like was encouraging me to apply for this position to work in the city, and he was pretty good. And there was another principal, the first class, the first job position I took as a sub, I talked to this principal. He was super friendly. He was out there like just crossing the kids, you know, to cross from the parking,
yeah,
lot to the campus, and he was super friendly to me. He came up to me later on and he introduced himself. And so I don't know, I think that nowadays I think that I see a lot more, you know, as a parent and as a substitute teacher, I see a lot more because I'm around a lot of, you know, schools and stuff, and I see a lot more like kind of like friendly teacher principals,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So maybe this is a new thing that's like, oh, this is a cool thing. Like, who knows? Maybe a child's principal is a really cool teacher. I mean, very, very cool principal.
Yeah, maybe.
And it's like very outgoing, and people do want that, and that's, yeah, why they have them here, you know, or, yeah, her here,
mm-hmm,
you know. So I could totally see that. Like, I know it's different than like teachers, because I'm sure there's like a lot of like very cool teachers out there that are like, oh, I'd rather have like lunch with this,
yeah,
teacher. But
yeah,
but as far as the principal is, the thing is like, as students, we don't interact, like as students, I guess they interact a lot with the principal. They don't really have those opportunities because,
yeah,
you know, it's either just like breakfast or lunch, recess, and that's about it, you, mm-hmm, know, and just saying hi when you're walking, you know, to your next class or whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
So anyway, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. No, and I have seen some really good, like, especially elementary school teachers. I mean, principals. Actually, the principal at our daughter's school last year,
mm-hmm,
was, like, super friendly and super, mm-hmm, nice and very, like, she knew, I almost said her name, she knew our, mm-hmm, child, like, really well, which I was, yeah, very surprised by.
Right.
And so that was really cool to see that, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome.
So there's definitely some great principals out there, and I'm sorry if I had a bad attitude about
it. No, the thing is like on paper, like this list here, it's silly.
Yeah.
Like, I think that, I mean, we don't know anything about this principal and,
right,
the behavior, the culture that this school has.
No, I have never met that principal. I,
right,
have no idea.
Right. But kind of just like looking at it and on paper, it's kind of silly that like you have really cool things, and then the lunch with the principal, it's like, well, I'm just kind of now, you know, I was kind of laughing at it because I'm thinking, well, like I would never want that. I would be very scared to,
yeah,
to have lunch with the principal.
Yeah.
You know, so, but who knows? Like it might be different at that school or other schools now, you know?
Yeah.
But I was just, you know, looking at this list, I'm just thinking like there's other cool things like the movie passes and stuff. Like how come that's not like the first, like the last thing, you know?
Yeah.
The biggest prize you could earn. But that's cool, you know, more power to them if they do love the principal and stuff, and we should have principals be more like out there and interacting with the kids, you know?
Yeah.
So what?
Oh, nothing. just reminded me of when you were telling the story about the when you hit the goose's face.
Why?
Because you said, like...
I almost hit, by the way.
Yeah, when you almost hit the goose's face because you said, like, well, because the beak, like, it's out there.
It was sticking out there,
You know, it's just so far out there.
Yeah. What made you think of that?
Because you said, like, the principal should be out there.
Oh.
Anyway.
That's a throwback right there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Listen to that.
I break for geese.
Well, that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. Moving on.
Let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
So today we're talking about two things, two mm-hmm. challenges that we did. And the first one we're going to talk about is the 30-day minimalism game the 30-day decluttering challenge. And we've done this before, and we've done a whole episode about it before the last time when we did it last year.
So this is round two.
And so I think it's going to be, I think we're going to keep it fairly brief.
Yeah.
And then after that, we're going to talk about a challenge that is new to us, which was Project 333.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah. So let's just, first we'll talk about the 30-day minimalism game, and then we'll talk about the Project 333.
Okay.
So, if you're unfamiliar, and again, we have a whole episode about this, the minimalism game was created by the minimalists, and mm-hmm. it's a 30-day decluttering challenge to declutter things from your home.
Yeah.
So, on day one, you declutter one thing. On day two, you declutter two things. On day three, three things, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And you end up decluttering
almost
500 items.
Yeah.
So, we did that, and we were not super consistent with it.
No.
Like, we had to go back and, like, catch up, but we did it.
We did.
It's just that we weren't as, like, consistent with it because there was just a lot going on, but
I think like halfway into it we stopped just because like we got pretty busy with other stuff, but then we caught up and it was kind of easy because we already had a lot of like things, like we said a podcast episode ago, that we had a lot of things in a closet ready to be decluttered,
so we had been collecting stuff beforehand,
but then that pile finally like was dealt with, and then we had to like we had to find more stuff, and then that was kind of a little challenge, but we figured it out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna go through the categories and talk about what we got rid of. So I broke these down into categories. I'm gonna read you the categories, and then I want you to guess which one had the most and the least things. So I gotta read these in a random order because I have them in order here. Okay, so we have toiletries, workout items, decor, toys and books, office supplies, kitchen, miscellaneous, clothes, linens, and accessories, papers, and electronics.
Wow. So we got rid of a lot of items within those
categories. Yeah. Those are the categories.
Wow.
So which one do you think had the most that we got rid of?
Say it again.
Okay.
Toiletries.
Workout items, toiletries, toys and books, decor, kitchen, office supplies, clothes, linens, and accessories, miscellaneous, papers, and electronics.
Okay, I would say definitely clothes. Clothing.
That's number two.
Number two?
Yeah, so clothes, linens, and accessories, we got rid of 91 items.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And I want to say... what's before kitchen items?
What did I say before that?
Mm-hmm.
I think I said miscellaneous.
I want to say miscellaneous as number one.
No. Okay, I'll tell you what number one is.
What is it?
It's papers.
Papers?
Yeah. So we got rid of 165 plus papers.
Uh-huh.
So it was actually more than 165, but I didn't know the exact number.
Okay.
But it was at least that many.
That's a lot.
So, yeah, papers, that's kind of self-explanatory. It was a lot of like old documents and things that we didn't need. Some of them we shred. Some of them we just recycled.
Yeah.
I mean, shred and recycle are the same thing because we shred it and then we recycle it. But yeah, so we had a lot of papers that we could get rid of, which feels so good.
It does, yes.
And we have a whole another pile of
papers
that we
still
have to go through before we move.
And that's the thing. I think that paper is one of those items that it's overlooked.
Yeah.
As far as like decluttering, and like it just kind of adds up, and you put mm-hmm. in, you know, one section and it just keeps building up. And we thought, well, like we don't need all these paper stuff, and it does add up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so as part of our moving process, that's what we're doing, is we want to get rid of like every little thing here that we don't need,
yeah,
including paper.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, 100, would you say 100 plus?
165 plus.
Wow.
Yeah. So now the next one you already guessed, clothes, linens, and accessories. That was 91 items.
We had a lot of clothes that we either, I think, put them in the donate pile or
throw away. It's either donate or recycle.
Mm-hmm. We did sell some stuff on Poshmark.
Yes, we did have a few that we sold.
Yeah.
Yeah. So besides clothes, we also had like a bag, a necklace, a couple towels.
Okay.
A backpack. I know you said goodbye to your backpack.
Oh, yeah. From high school. I think I bought it in my freshman year, and I had it all like throughout the 4 years.
Yeah.
And had a WWE logo on it that
you put on.
Put on using an iron. And it was nice. Still there. And then had some names from certain people like signed my backpack. That was kind of like a thing.
Yeah.
The straps, that's what people would put their names. And
it was very faded, though. You couldn't really see it.
Yeah. But you could still kind of tell a couple games. And
oh, really?
But anyway, yeah. I said goodbye to that one.
Yeah. Okay, so the next category was, do you want to guess which one was the lowest?
The lowest?
Yeah.
Workout?
No.
Oh, no. That was like... interesting. So say it again. Toiletries.
Yeah. I have toiletries, decor, workout items, office supplies, toys and books, miscellaneous.
Toys and books.
No.
Oh, that's toys and books. What's before that
again? Miscellaneous. Oh. I think, or I don't know. I'm reading these in a random order.
Oh, it's okay.
Kitchen, electronics, office supplies.
Electronics?
Yeah.
Really?
That's the lowest one. Yeah, so in electronics, we only had 10 items, and that included headphones, computers, and cords.
Computers? Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's...
So that was the lowest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so above that, we have miscellaneous, which there was 12 items.
12 items?
And let me see what those were, because I do not remember. We had some tissue paper, gift bags, foam... hangers, cotton stuffing, another gift bag, a diffuser, and some keys.
Yeah.
So super random. About 12 items there.
Okay.
And then above that, we have office supplies. We had 14 office supplies that included a pencil.
Now, this pencil, I think, was a broken one.
Yeah. Right?
This is something that I bought from my sister. She was doing this kind of like fundraiser for a certain, like, I don't know, trip in high school.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, certain trip in high school. And so I bought that, and it was like the, on top of like where the eraser goes, it was this flower, like looking thing made out of like tape.
Duct tape, yeah.
Duct tape, like white and purple duct tape.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Mm-hmm. And then finally broke not too long ago, and so I had to throw it away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also had a stapler, a staple remover, some glue sticks.
Mm-hmm.
So just some random stuff in office supplies.
Certain things were broken, so I had to throw it away.
I know, yeah. Okay, above that we have decor. We had 15 items in decor.
Okay.
And so that included some pictures, a throw pillow, some picture frames, a leaf garland, which was like a fall decoration, some chalkboards. Yeah.
Wow. I'm surprised it was that low, because I think we could still get rid of some other decor stuff here.
Maybe. Yeah. Then with 23 items, we have toiletries.
Toiletries, okay.
Yeah, so for toiletries, we had a lot of stuff that we gave away, like when kids left our home,
yeah,
like toothbrush, diapers, wipes, and then just like some old toiletries that actually got left here by one of our kids.
Yeah, there was like a ton of shampoo stuff, lotion, random things, yeah.
Yeah, and we don't really know if it got left here on purpose or on accident.
I think it was on purpose.
Yeah. Okay, then with 33 items, surprisingly, like right in the middle of the pack here, we have workout items.
Oh, yes. I have a lot of dumbbells and like a bar.
Yeah, the pull-up bar and then the P90X DVDs.
Oh, that was like the hardest one to say goodbye to.
Yeah.
Out of all of the items.
Wow.
And yeah, I was very hesitant. I'm like, no, I'll think about this later. I'll put this in the later pile. And finally, I was like, you know what? It's time. And it's one of those things where you think like, oh, I'll get to it later. I'll finally like use them and work out for those 90 days. And I tried and it's just like, you know, you told me actually, like, if you don't really enjoy it, then why do it?
Yeah.
You know, you shouldn't do it just to say like, well, I did this challenge because, right. You know, it's required for you to do 90 days of these workouts. And so I had it in, bought it in high school.
Oh, really?
And so I think it was time for me to say goodbye to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was hard.
Mm-hmm. Then with 35 items, we have toys and books.
Okay. Yeah, we had a lot of books to get rid of.
Yeah, we had several toys that we gave away when our kids left.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few things that just needed to be thrown away. Some, like, this robot toy that was from a Happy Meal, and it got left outside for, like, literal months.
Yeah, from one of our kids, and then...
Or possibly a year might have been outside.
A year, you think?
Maybe.
Yeah, and then we finally threw it away.
Because, yeah, it was just very faded and not in good condition.
Yeah.
And then we had some games.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Oh, yeah, we had the old school, like, Scrabble. It was super big. Like, a big
thing
with this big, in this big box. And
we've never played it.
No, and you said like a long time ago that you wanted to keep the Scrabble pieces, tiles to make a craft or something.
And I never did it.
You never did it. So I was like, let's just get rid of this. Yeah.
Oh, next up I have, this is actually the last one. Cause then after this is
the
clothes, linens, accessories, and then papers.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
This is the third highest category.
Okay.
With 38 items, we have kitchen supplies.
Mm.
And in the kitchen, quite a bit of things. There were a few things that were broken. A few like measuring cups and things that were broken.
Mm-hmm.
Sippy cup lids that were broken.
Yeah.
What else? Oh yeah. The water filter that I broke before we got our Berkey.
Yes.
there were a few food, like snacky things that we gave away when our kids left.
Yeah.
Some trash things that were like not really functional anymore. Mm-hmm. And then a few like mugs and bowls and jars that we donated.
Mm-hmm. So nice. Well, that's it, right?
That is it.
So that's a lot. And what are your final thoughts here?
This one, this time around, it was kind of, it felt less involved.
Yeah.
I think because we had already been sort of like thinking, okay, we want to get rid of these things, but it was just like the final push to like, okay, let's actually get them out of the house and stuff.
Yeah.
And, but I don't know, it felt good.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like I was making as many decisions as the last time. I don't know if that is just because it's become like more natural
mm-hmm.
for us, or if it was just because we already had a lot of things kind of in, like we had done a lot of the work beforehand. I don't know.
Yeah. And I think also because like that time, that month, we got pretty busy.
Yeah, that's true.
And it was pretty crazy around here. So. That kind of just was kind of an afterthought. And
that's true.
And also because we had a lot of things in that closet, we were just like, well, it's fine. Let's just pick a couple things from here and then, you know, put them in a pile and like a donate pile or trash or sell pile and get rid of it. And yeah, but I think that, the first time was more like involved.
Mm-hmm.
And this time around, it was more like, well, like we understand the assignment and, but it just took, I don't know. It took that. I think we could have done a little better as far as like being more intentional, but as far as like getting rid of the stuff, like we did it, you know?
Right. Exactly.
So that was pretty good. And as far as that challenge goes, like, I think that the big point of that is for you to think about like, what are the things that you don't use, want, give joy to your life and all those things. So I think that like that, like as long as you kind of like think about those things, I think that you're doing a good job with the challenge, whether you got rid of one item or almost 500 items, you know, if you did that with us. But yeah, I think that like, it's pretty cool that we are able to now like apply this challenge, like on our daily life, you know, and thinking about certain things and thinking about like, well, I think we don't need these things anymore,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's okay. And it'll be, I think, easier for us to say goodbye to them. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
So yeah, it was pretty good. Well, let's get down to the other second needy to the greedy thing. And yeah. Going into the other project here, Project 333.
Yeah.
It was a new project for us, a new challenge for us. And if you don't know what that is, it is pretty much 3 months. You wear the same 33 items for those 3 months. Mm-hmm. And we did it.
We did.
We did August, September, and October.
Yeah.
And we dedicated those months for this project. And we're here to talk about that and review mm-hmm. that project here.
Yeah.
I want to start off with the items that we started with.
Yeah.
And I started with 28 items.
Right.
And I felt pretty good about that. And I think it was easy for me to pick these 28 items because I already had like my clothes that I wanted, like in my wardrobe. Like I already had these items. Well, like
basically because your wardrobe really only consisted of those items.
I've like decluttered a lot of things and have my wardrobe is pretty much like minimal and there's not a lot of things. Yeah. So I picked already I picked all of my t-shirts that I wear, all of my shorts and pants and everything that I wear already.
Yeah.
So it's pretty easy for me.
Right.
So I'll go over those items real quick. So I had two shorts, gray and a green shorts, two joggers, a blue comfy jogger, and then one gray that's less cozy jogger. I had 10 V-necks and two crew necks. I had two hats, two green jackets, one like kind of puffy jacket, one more of a with a hood, mm-hmm. and then one nice shirt and one nice pants, like to go out and like I went to a wedding with this.
Yeah.
And then three pairs of shoes, one chancla, that's sandals, and then two shoes to wear, and then two silicone rings, one wedding ring, and that is it. That is 28 items. But throughout the, like, I think in the middle of this challenge, actually, we had celebrated our third anniversary, and Savannah gave me two clothing items that yeah. I actually loved and wore after that day. And so I included those items in this project.
Yeah.
And so I started with 28, ended up with 30 items.
Yeah.
And that is one gray and black hoodie, and then one crew neck, like Marvel design shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a hooded sweater, because it's not like a classic hoodie. It's like a sweater oh,
yeah.
with a hood.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I added that to my arsenal, and yeah, pretty good. I liked it.
It's good. Okay, let me go over the items that I had. It was definitely a lot harder for me, mm-hmm. I think, to pare down, but it wasn't that hard. Okay, so I had three t-shirts, three blouses, two button-up shirts. So that's like eight shirts in total. One dress, two dusters, like, I don't know, it's kind of like a long cardigan, but mm-hmm. like with short sleeves. One sweatshirt, two jackets. So I had a jean jacket and a rain jacket. Mm-hmm. One pair of bike shorts, three pairs of leggings, two pairs of pants that were not leggings, uh-huh. and then one pair of sweatpants, two pairs of earrings, one necklace, one set of wedding rings, one set of silicone rings, one hat, so one like baseball hat, one bandana, one hair clip, and then four pairs of shoes. So I had my sandals, my like slip-on sandals, my nicer sandals, mm-hmm. my flats, and then my like tennis shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had 33 items exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember it was a little hard. You had to like get rid of one item because you had 34, right?
Yeah. And so it was difficult. And it's funny now looking back on it, which I'll get into that.
But okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I liked actually one thing I did that this project is I kept track of not all of the days, but about like 74 of the days. Kept track of the items I wore.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so
that's like more than
Half. So it's about like 2 months and two and a half.
Yeah, so
months.
It's more than like three quarters. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm pretty proud of that.
Yeah, I know that was such a good idea. I did not do that, but
so every day I would just write down what I wore, and yeah. then that's it. And so I calculated what I have like worn before, and I like to share it and talk about what are my favorite outfits and stuff, you know.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's start off with shorts and pants here. Well, I have it here like the days I wore in August and September and October, but the total of the days I wore the green shorts is 25 days. And then my Gray Shorts, same number, 25 wow, days.
Okay.
Which I'm pretty shocked because I prefer the green shorts because I like the feel of it, the look of it. Yeah. So I'm surprised that it was a tie.
That's interesting. Yeah. Yeah. And that's also more than half of the days, like of the total number of days of the whole project.
That's true. 50 days.
Yeah.
With shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love shorts. So yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
With that number. Now my gray joggers, I have 15 days.
Okay.
And it's funny here that in August, I only wore it once. And that makes sense because
yeah, it was hotter.
It was hotter. My blue joggers, I only wore it 9 times.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
So in total of those, I tracked down 74 times that I wore these. So
yeah.
Yeah. In other items, I didn't track as often as I did with shorts and pants.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is the highest. Now with rings... Now, here's something about the rings that I'll get into it after I'm done talking about all okay. of them. So I had 3 rings, right? 2 silicone and then my actual wedding ring. So the navy one, I had this navy, like blue, dark blue ring, and I wore it 20 times, which I love that ring
mm-hmm.
a lot. I love the color. And then my wedding ring, I wore it actually 17 times.
Okay.
And then my black one, silicone ring, I wore it 26 times. So that was the most out of all of them.
Wow.
Yeah. Actually, there was 1 week that I actually had worn, I think it was like 6 out of 7 days, like all
oh, really?
Black rings. Yeah. Yeah.
And but then, is that one your favorite? Because I thought you really liked the navy one.
Yeah. It would be the navy one and then the black one.
Okay.
Yeah. So I prefer the navy one, but I'm surprised that I only wore it 20 times.
Yeah. So you wore the black one more.
A lot more.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think the black one goes with like my, with everything.
Yeah.
So I also kind of like how it looks like, you know, just mm-hmm. black and like actually wanted a black wedding ring, but, they told me that that's just, there's no natural black like ring. Like
oh,
you
yeah,
could buy
like,
one,
yeah.
but it'll mess up a lot quicker.
Yeah, they said like it'll fade.
Yeah, I remember the joke the jeweler guy said is like, well, the only natural rock is coal.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. And then I tracked the number of days that I didn't wear a ring, and that's 5 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Scandalous.
Scandalous, yeah. So I tracked in total, though, if you add those numbers up, I tracked 68 days.
Okay.
With the ring or no ring.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my thoughts about this. So I had a third silicone ring, which I thought I had like on me, like mm-hmm. as part of my 30 items.
Yeah.
And actually, it was back in the quote-unquote vault.
So it wasn't part of your wardrobe?
It wasn't part of the wardrobe, no.
You thought you lost it?
I thought I lost it. I thought that I had it somewhere, like on the floor or somewhere. I thought I lost it. I thought I wore it. Actually, I really thought that I had it, like in the month of August.
That's
but
funny.
I couldn't find it anymore. And that's the thing about these rings, that sometimes like one ring would be like kind of misplaced. It would mm-hmm. be somewhere I couldn't find it. So the only one I could find was that one. So maybe I think that that's probably why the black one was the most used.
Yeah.
Because it was very easily like accessed.
Oh, you know, okay.
At that time.
I know. I started out with like, I think my set of silicone rings came with like 8 or like 6 or something.
Yeah.
And I think I know where one is.
Yeah, I think throughout the whole project you were saying like, I can't find one of my silicone rings at all. So.
I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
So I only ever wore the one, but anyway.
Yeah. So I'm kind of a little shocked here. But I like wearing the wedding ring a lot more now. Like
the
I really
real one,
like
yeah.
how it looks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now shoes. Let's get into shoes here.
Okay.
So I said chanclas, aka sandals. I call it mesh shoes.
Mm-hmm.
There's the one, they're like tennis shoes.
Yeah.
They feel really good. And then I have these like light brown Sawyer shoes, and they're pretty like, they look like they could be casual and sometimes, and also you could take it to the wedding. So
yeah.
They're pretty nice. And also I tracked down, a couple 15 days here that I didn't wear any shoes at all. it's because we were like home a lot.
Home, yeah.
Okay. So, sandals, I wore it 9 times.
Okay.
Now my mesh shoes, I wore them 35 times.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Yeah. And then the light brown shoes, I wore them 3 times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so I tracked in total of that 62 days.
Okay.
Of times I didn't wear shoes or wore shoes, but yeah, the mesh shoes, no surprise. Those were my go-to like shoes I would use to go out.
Yeah.
And about, and then my chonklets, I would use them like especially in August. I think actually no, I only tracked it once in August, but I'm sure that I wore it more times in August. Mm-hmm. And now hats.
Okay.
So I have my Lion King hat. There's a little logo of Simba on the hat. And then there's my Portland hat. There's a P.
Yeah.
And then the inside of the P like outline is the shape of the state of Oregon, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool. So I wore those two, and I wore Lion King 5 times. And then Portland, my Portland hat, I wore that 4 times.
Okay.
And that's it.
Oh, yeah, that's not very many times.
No, I'm surprised, actually, because sometimes I would wear that a lot.
Yeah, I'm surprised about that. Yeah. Interesting.
But okay. I like both of them. They're solid. I'm keeping them.
Yeah.
Then now let's get into the big one, shirts.
Okay.
There's a lot of shirts here, but I'm looking at the most popular one, and it's my black and gray crew neck. And
what?
And it's surprising because, for one, I love V-necks, hence the number of V-necks I have over crew necks. But this one's very, like, loosey, like, very loosey-goosey. And very comfortable.
Okay.
And I like the look of it, black and gray. And so I would always, like, default to that one every time I had the chance to wear that one. I'm like, I want this one.
Wow, I'm surprised. Yeah, actually, I like that shirt, too.
There were some days, actually, like, I wore, like, every other day.
Wow.
Yeah, and obviously just, cleaned, you know, they were washed.
Yeah, I'm mostly surprised because of how you always talk about how much you love V-necks.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is a very nice shirt.
Yeah. And there was like, it was spacious in the neck area too. So yeah. I think that's why I prefer that one as well too. And then after that, I have, so I wore that 10 times. And then I have this old extra large black V-neck shirt that I wore 9 times here.
Okay.
Yeah. So I really like this one a lot. The black, you know, V-neck, solid. It's always a standard look on me. And then here I have I read a couple more here. There's 3 shirts that are all tied for 8 times I wore.
Okay.
So anyway, so I have that. And then the one, let's talk about the bottom least worn shirts. The new Marvel one obviously has the least. And that's 1 day I wore that.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's the old large navy V-neck. I wore that twice.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. That's all of the data I tracked.
So is there anything from your 30 items that you're going to say goodbye to?
I think so. Yeah. Even while we were doing the project, I was like, I think I'm going to say goodbye to all. Like, I need new items. Like, new shorts. Like, there's a hole on my favorite green. There's holes on my
multiple
favorite.
Multiple
holes on my green shorts.
Yeah.
But I like that a lot. And also even on the gray shorts. So I need new shorts, new pants. And definitely I want to get rid of the old V-necks and possibly even the new V-necks. Like, I don't really like them.
Yeah.
Because of just how just not stretchy they are. I mean, you know, so I kind of want to get rid of pretty much everything.
I know, you kind of need a whole new wardrobe.
You do, but I want to keep the kind of the same, like, uniform.
Yeah.
Right? Shorts and comfy shirts that feel pretty good, the V-neck, and I'll definitely keep the black and gray crew neck that I wore the most.
Oh, and did you ever wear your skinny jeans or your dress shirt?
Yes, I was going to say the items I didn't wear, it was those two.
Okay, that's what
I thought. I think out of all of them, that was it.
I convinced you to keep those in, huh?
You did.
Yeah, well, because I was like, well, just in case we have like somewhere nice to go, but we didn't.
We didn't, yeah. That was a hint at me, like for me to get a fancy like dinner reservation place for our anniversary. So that's why I kept them, but we never like reserved a fancy restaurant.
That's true, yeah.
But anyway, I didn't wear those. And but besides that, everything else was pretty good. The hats I like, the shirts, again, like I do like the feel of it, but I got to get new ones in the future. My jackets, like I really like, I like them. My shoes, I really like the shoes. And the rings, I like them. The gray ring that I have, the extra one, I might get rid of it. The shorts and pants, again, like I like them, but it might be time to say goodbye to all of these. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Replace them for it, hopefully the same thing, you know.
Yeah
But that's pretty much it. That's all the data I have, and that's kind of like my thoughts about it, and I might have a little bit more like final thoughts about the project itself. But but yeah, what about you? Go ahead.
Okay. I did not take the same type of data that you did. Yeah. But I have a pretty good idea of like kind of what I wore and you know, and everything. So I definitely was able to figure out pretty quickly what like my go-to things were, my favorite things, and then the things that I was still, it's crazy how even though we pared down so much to like, okay, these are our favorite items, how there were still things that we were like, I don't really want to wear that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it was surprising. So definitely my go-to tops were this one like black, super cozy, like long, kind of, it's somewhere between like a, it's not really a t-shirt, but it's not really like a nicer blouse, but it's kind of in the middle. Mm-hmm. And so that was definitely my go-to. Mm-hmm. And then this, what I'm wearing right now, this black, like crew neck sweatshirt, has like slits on the side and it's very long. This was my other go-to. And then I have two button-up like denim style shirts. One of them is like longer sleeves. One of them is shorter sleeves. One of them has a design on it. And one of them is just plain.
Yeah.
Those two were definitely go-tos for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the other things were a little bit more like kind of okay. I have two t-shirts that I got a pretty good amount of use out of.
Yeah.
And then I had one shirt that I did wear a couple of times. And then I realized I do not like this shirt at all.
Oh, really?
It's the, I already put it in the donate pile like yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It's the, like floral shirt. Okay. That's like black and has lots of flowers on it.
I think, okay.
Yeah. And I bought it. It's like two sizes too big.
Okay.
And I bought it because that was the only size they had, thinking like, oh, it's fine. Like, yeah. I'll just like tuck it in. And you won't be able to tell, but it's just, it's too big. And like the sleeves are already very loose, like they're designed loose.
Yeah.
And so also with it being so big, it just doesn't fit properly.
Yeah.
So I just realized like, okay, I'm sick of this, this shirt. So I stopped wearing it maybe like halfway or like 2 months into the project or something. I really stopped wearing it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't enjoy when I wear this. So I'm done with it.
Yeah.
So that was surprising to me because obviously I put it in my wardrobe thinking this is one of my favorite items. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I can't stand it. And then as far as bottoms, I had, let me look again at my list real quick to remember. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. So I had three pairs of leggings, two other pants, one pair of sweatpants, and then one pair of bike shorts. Mm-hmm. So the three leggings I got a ton of use out of, which I knew I would. Mm-hmm. I mean, black leggings are pretty much my go-to.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of use out of them. Interestingly, so two of the leggings were from Old Navy and they lasted like almost to the end. And now they are like, they're done. They have holes in them. And that happens with leggings because obviously they're really thin material. Mm-hmm. And so that's just kind of what happens. And I had them long before we started this project.
Yeah.
But then with the project, I think I wore them even more frequently than I would normally.
Mm-hmm.
So those, sadly, I now have to say goodbye to.
Yeah.
Because by the end of October, I was wearing them with holes in them. And so, sadly, because they are very comfy, those are going away. But my third pair of black leggings, surprisingly, I bought these from Walmart and they were very inexpensive. And I was just like, yeah, I could go for, like, I could use another pair of black leggings just as a backup. And I really like them.
Mm-hmm.
I wear them all the time. I wore them a lot during the project. And so those are great. And those are staying definitely in my wardrobe. The sweatpants were another item that I kind of like halfway through was like, ugh, these sweatpants are not like great.
Yeah.
They don't fit great. And so I was sort of like, I started wearing them less and less.
Mm-hmm.
And I still like, I think I'm still going to keep them, but probably wear them more like at home and maybe sometimes when I go out. But they just were a little bit like, they just didn't feel the best.
Yeah.
Okay. And then one big thing I want to talk about is the things that I didn't wear or barely wore.
Oh, really?
Which is surprising because it was so hard for me to pare down to 33 items.
Yeah.
And I was so like, oh, I need all of these things. And turns out I didn't need all of these things.
Oh, I want to hear.
So the two things that I never, ever wore for uh-huh. those 3 months were those two long tunics.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I ever wore them.
You didn't.
I don't think so.
No, and it's funny because I remember this day when you were debating like what to keep and stuff, and you were like, these would be good for like, it's casual, and also you could put this over something like if you go somewhere more kind of business casual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kept those because I really didn't want to be stuck without having something like a little nicer to wear, and I felt like those were great because they can kind of like dress up a simple outfit. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I kept them in there. And the thing is that I still like them, but it's just that during these 3 months, we were at home so much.
Yeah.
And didn't really go out to mm-hmm. very many places. So it's not the kind of thing that I'm just going to wear around the house. It's more like, okay, I'm going to put this on to like go out.
Go out, yeah.
And so, yeah, I never wore them. Yeah. And I kept thinking like, oh, I've still never worn that, but I wasn't going to like force myself to.
Yeah.
If it didn't make sense to wear it.
It's true. Yeah.
And then the other thing that's interesting is I was very torn on like my hair accessories.
Oh yeah.
So like I only kept one bandana and I mm-hmm. thought like, oh great, I'm not sure I'm gonna be like annoyed with only having one. And I'm pretty sure I only wore that bandana one time. Maybe twice, but I'm pretty sure it was only like at the most a handful of times.
Yeah.
Like I really didn't get a lot of use out of it.
Which one is this one?
It's the one that's like it has a lot of yellow in it. It's like yellow.
Oh, from Lush?
Yeah, from Lush.
I remember seeing that bandana on our bathroom counter for so long.
Yeah, because I brought it in there one day.
For so long.
And I was going to wear it. And then I was like, nah, I'm not going to wear it.
And it was there for like weeks.
I know. That's the thing is I hardly got any use out of that at
all.
Funny. Another like surprising thing is I kept in two pairs of earrings and I agonized over them.
Okay.
And I might have worn earrings like a couple of days.
Yeah.
Like I barely wore any earrings.
True.
I kept in one necklace and I think I did wear it, but I think I wore it again two or three times.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of like, wow. It was definitely eye-opening of realizing mm-hmm. like, not that I think I'm never going to wear jewelry again, mm-hmm. but just really realizing how little I gravitate toward it. It's like showing me how much I could really scale down and I don't have to have so many options. Yeah. And then same thing with I kept one hair clip mm-hmm. and I did wear it a few times, but yeah. I think I also misplaced it.
Oh.
And it wasn't like easily accessible, so I just
yeah.
And then four pairs of shoes I did I got use out of all of my shoes, so that was like the perfect amount. Yeah.
Good.
And those are the only four pairs of shoes I have.
Yeah.
So I didn't edit my shoe collection at all. But yeah, so that was definitely very surprising, just how many things I really didn't wear much at all.
Yeah.
And so moving forward with this, just yesterday as we're recording, well, a couple things. The first thing I'll say is it took pretty much like 2 weeks into November before I even went and like looked at the other stuff mm-hmm. that we have. Outside mm-hmm. of the 33 items. So clearly I wasn't like chomping at the bit to like, oh, I have to get to like all my other clothes.
Yeah.
It was not a big deal. Like I've extended the 33, you know, the 333 beyond those 3 months.
Yeah.
And so just yesterday I went and I looked at all the clothes and a few surprising things. So the first thing I'll say is there were things in there. Well, hang on, let me back up. During the challenge, mm-hmm. there were clothing items that I thought about.
You did?
Yes. There were a few things that I thought about, like, oh, I'm excited to wear that.
Yeah.
That would be my Christmas sweater is the biggest one.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. And then I thought about this one green skirt I have, and I remember thinking, like, oh, I wonder, I couldn't remember if I kept it or not.
Oh.
And so that was one that I was like, oh, I would like to wear that again. And then the third one was my plaid shirt. And I was kind of sad about putting that away because I didn't have it for all of October. And I only have one plaid shirt. But so that was the other one that I was like, oh, yeah, I'm excited to wear that plaid shirt again because I do like it.
I forgot you had one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One plaid. And so those were basically the three items that I did think about. Mm-hmm. And also my big like puffy coat, which I knew I would need like November and December. So I'm glad to have that.
Yeah.
But I did have a rain jacket, so it was fine. Anyway, so there were just like a few items that I did think about. But when I went in to the vault and started pulling out my clothes, I was so shocked by how much there was.
Yeah.
And I don't have a big wardrobe at all, mm-hmm. but going these 3 months with only 33 items in my wardrobe, I was so shocked by how much was in there. And there were things that I had completely forgotten about. And mm-hmm. there were a couple things that I was like, why did I even keep this? Yeah. And that I immediately put into like a donate pile.
That's awesome.
Then there were a few things that, like I said, I was like, oh, I'm excited to wear this, mm-hmm. immediately putting it in my closet. Mm-hmm. But the biggest pile was just a bunch of maybes of like, okay, well, let me try this on again, but I'm not like super excited to wear it. Mm-hmm. So there's a whole big maybe pile in there that I still need to try on. But so that was the first thing, was I was surprised at how many things there were in there. But the second thing was I was surprised at how I started to feel overwhelmed again. Mm-hmm. Like very quickly that feeling started to come back to me of like, oh, I don't know. Like, should I keep this? Should I get rid of it?
Yeah.
And that feeling of like, well, I don't think I really like to wear this, but I don't feel like I can get rid of it. Mm-hmm. And that feeling, and it's like, I don't want to feel that way anymore.
Right.
I really liked having such a small wardrobe. And right. I'm like, I'm surprised. It was so much easier to just know like, yeah, these are the clothes I have. And so I'm going to wear one of these things every day.
Yeah.
I didn't really feel bored by it.
Oh, nice.
Like I feel like my wardrobe is pretty simple. Mm-hmm. Like I think, you know, the color palette that I like is pretty simple, neutral, a lot of blacks and like earthy tones.
Yeah.
And also like my style is pretty simple and I'm totally fine with that, you know?
Yeah.
I think I'm beyond the years of feeling like I had to like dress a certain way or like dress the way that my friends dress or whatever. So as I'm deciding, like making the final decisions about what I'm going to bring back into my wardrobe, I think I'm going to be a lot more ruthless, you know, than I would have been because I didn't like having that feeling again of like, oh, well, I should probably keep this because blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, if I don't like it, if I don't love it and I'm not going to wear it, then there's no point in holding on to it, you know?
That's true.
Anyway, it was pretty life-changing.
Totally. You know,
to sum it up, like,
for sure.
One other thing I was going to note was the laundry aspect of things.
Oh, yeah.
Having a smaller wardrobe, especially for me, which I've noticed that you, in the 3 years that we've been married, you have stopped like harping on me for only usually wearing my clothes one time and then wanting to wash them. I remember when we first got married, you used to always tell me like, what? Like, why are you putting that in the hamper? You only wore it one time or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Usually I will just wear my clothes one time and then I want to wash them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I will go 2 days with certain things.
Yeah. You're like, it's kind of clean.
Yeah.
I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah. But typically I like to wash them fairly frequently. Mm-hmm. And I know that that's not always necessary. It's just a me thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, having a smaller wardrobe for me meant that I had to do laundry a lot more often.
That's true.
And I found that to be a fine trade-off. Mm-hmm. In fact, I found it to be actually really nice that I wasn't having to wait like, you know, a week and a half or whatever to have my favorite shirt clean. That's again, true. You know?
Yeah.
It's like if I wanted to wear my shirt, my favorite shirt again the next day or the day after, it's like, okay, there it is. It's clean again.
Yeah.
Because we did have to do laundry, you know,
very often.
More often.
Yeah.
So I found that fine. And it was actually a good motivator to make sure that we were staying on top of the laundry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I guess I didn't notice. Like, I haven't teased you about like wearing things more than once. I guess surprisingly, like you have a smaller wardrobe choices, but I didn't notice like that certain clothes that you wore that day was in the hamper.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, but yeah. It's fine.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just remember when we first got married, I feel like it kind of bugged you.
Maybe it did. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
And also towels too.
Oh, yeah.
You'd always tell me like, why do you have to like just hang it back up and use it again tomorrow?
Yeah. The towel washes you, so it shouldn't be washed.
Okay. That's too far. But anyway, yeah.
It should be clean once you're done using it. Otherwise, you didn't do a good job, you know, taking a shower. I'm not saying you in particular. I'm just saying in general.
Anyway.
Now, kind of jokingly, but anyway. So That's cool. Life changing, right? I think that for me, I was already kind of, already had that like uniform, minimal, you know, clothing attire, but it was still shocking to look back at the clothes that I put in the quote unquote vault.
Yeah.
It was very shocking. Yesterday we were doing that and looking at the clothes that we had there, and you forget. Like, I mean, you said that you remember a couple of things, but I forgot what I had over there.
Yeah, I forgot a lot of stuff.
And yeah, it wasn't like till yesterday, which is the second week of November, that we went and looked at the clothes. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, I would say that I haven't been thinking about like, oh, I need certain clothes to wear because I'm tired or bored with these clothes that I have now. That's not the case. I was so shocked to see the clothes that I had. So I found my gray ring, which I thought about that one actually, but I thought that I had lost it and it was there. And I was already thinking about this a few weeks ago. I'm like, I think I'm going to say goodbye to this gray ring. And then I had this necklace that you gave me on our wedding day, which I like a lot. And then I had this bracelet, which I just threw away yesterday. And I had this Lord of the Rings ring that I got from this Cryptex thing that we bought years ago.
Yeah.
I threw away that one. And then as far as the clothing, I had two Lion King shirts, which are pretty cool looking. And actually, it's my favorite like Simba design I've ever seen ever. Yeah. But it wasn't my size. Like both of them were just not my size anymore. So I was so shocked that I easily just like said, I'm done with these. I'm gonna throw them away.
Yeah.
And I did that. Like I put that in that pile, like throwaway pile, with these. And then I had a couple of things like that. I'm like, oh, I don't wear this anymore. It doesn't fit me anymore. I don't like it. A sweater they gave me for like a birthday or something like a gift when we were dating. It doesn't fit anymore, or I just don't like it. And so I put that in that pile. And then this other sweater that doesn't fit, and put that in that pile as well to get rid of or sell or throw away. I forgot. And the only things I kept, I didn't have a big like items, but no. The stuff that I kept was this rain jacket and then nostalgic things like from our wedding, like the wedding shirt that I wore, pants, suspenders, and a couple of ties from the wedding as well. And that was it. So I put that back in my wardrobe, and I will wear that raincoat. And as far as the nostalgic things, I think it's just there to remind me of our wedding day, and they might fit as well, but it's more there to think about that. And that's it. And I'm very happy about that, the choices. And I was so shocked that I easily had forgotten about all these things I had. And then I got rid of the things I didn't wear anymore. Before it was like hard. That's why they were still there in the vault, because I couldn't make a decision. And now I'm like, oh yeah, I don't wear this anymore. I don't want this anymore. I'm done.
Yeah.
So my final thoughts are like, yeah, it is definitely life-changing. Project 333. It's an amazing project to do. Like, do it for 3 months and see what you'll get at the end. Like, I think that it was very eye-opening, and I really appreciate the clothes that I have a lot, and like I really love the clothes that I have, and it was a time of just peace, and like it was so like easy for us to just wake up in the morning and find what we love and want and put them on. And it's funny, like even our like items were, you could say they were our favorite things, that's why they were selected out of all the things that we had, yet within those, we still were able to pick certain ones, like our favorite ones, certain things that we didn't like. We were like, yeah, I'm not going to wear this anymore. Mm-hmm. You know? So I think that's pretty cool to do. And I had fun. Like there's not a time where I was thinking like, oh, I really wish I had this thing, because you could also kind of trade if you want, or you don't have to be really like super legalistic about it. You know, you could also just add more beyond the 33 items. And it was a good time, honestly. A good experience.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
I definitely like highly recommend it.
Mm-hmm. It was very good.
Yeah. And also this like helped us a lot to declutter and get rid of things as we're, again, in the process of moving.
Yeah.
Too. So this and the minimalism 30-day challenge helped us a lot. And but yeah, this project was pretty solid for sure. So maybe next time we'll do it with something else, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of clothing, it's could be something else. But anyway, Yeah. What are your final thoughts?
My final thoughts are there were just a lot of things I was surprised by. Mm-hmm. I was surprised by how easy it was, how much I enjoyed it, the things that I didn't wear, the things I found out that I don't like.
Yeah.
The way that I felt like getting out my old clothes, mm-hmm. the whole thing, I was just very surprised. And I think it really changed the way that I'm going to think about clothes moving forward.
Yeah.
Well, and I will also add that one of the things it did was during the project, it helped me think about like also things that I wanted to buy and things I wanted to add to my wardrobe. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not all about like having as little as possible.
Yeah.
But it helped me realize like, oh, I want to... here's something I'm missing. Like, I really like this crew neck, so I want to get another crew neck like this.
Yeah.
That's a different color because yeah. I have two that are exactly the same in the same color. So I want to, you know, I want to get something else that's similar to this.
Yeah. Or
I realize that I don't like this, these pants as much, so I want to add in another pair of pants that's similar to these other ones. Mm-hmm. And so it helped me also see the holes in my wardrobe that I want to fill with other things that I really love.
Yeah.
Instead of feeling bogged down by like, oh, this thing that I just feel like I can't get rid of.
Yeah.
I don't know what my final thoughts are, just that it was really, I think that it sounds dramatic, obviously, to say life-changing, but I really do think it yeah. was, you know?
I think this also just bleeds into other things in our life. Like, it just bleeds into your lifestyle.
Yeah.
And your mentality, you know, and the way you look at items. And like when you're at the store, mm-hmm. for example, like I was at the store at Target the other day, we were just walking around and
yeah.
And I told you, like, I'm just content after looking at everything. Like, I was looking at some, like, video games and looking at some devices and clothing and stuff. I'm like, I'm just content. Like, I'm satisfied with the stuff that I have at home.
I know. I was kind of like, okay, Mr. High and Mighty, but I get it. I do get it.
But it just kind of does add into your life and instead of like making you think like, well, I need all these other things, all these games, all these cool little, like, for example, games, right? Like, there's new stuff right now because it's the holiday season. Like, there's new stuff for you to buy. Like, I'm like, yeah, I am excited for certain things, but right now, like, I'm content with the games I have now or like the clothing I have now because I love it.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just, it just adds into your life and you apply that. And it's pretty crazy how like what 3 months could do to your mental state and mentality and the thoughts and beliefs and values you have about clothing, you mm-hmm. know, and fashion and stuff.
Yeah, totally.
So anyway, those are our final thoughts.
Yeah. I have a recommendation. If anybody listening is new to minimalism or wants to like learn more about it and see how you could incorporate it into your life in a way that makes sense for you. I just started reading the book called The More of Less mm-hmm. by Joshua Becker. Mm-hmm. And it's an older book. It was written like 15 years ago or so.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's a short book. It's a easy read. I'm not done with it yet.
Yeah.
But
so you could recommend the stuff that you read.
I can
so
recommend far. The first third of it. No, but it's a very simple, quick read. It's not like a big, hefty book at all.
Yeah,
I just got it from the library, and I'm working through it, and it's really good. I think it would be really good for somebody who is just like learning about minimalism, but also, even though we've learned about it and talked about it for years now, I still am finding it really helpful and interesting. And it goes into a lot of like historical things and generational things about how the generation you were born in might affect the way you look at material objects.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I highly recommend that if you are wanting to dive deeper into the topic.
Yeah.
So that's The More of Less by Joshua Becker.
Yeah. And also you could get the Project 333 book.
Yes.
This is what inspired us to do the project and talks about what it is and how you do it and why you should do it and all that stuff. So
after we talked about that, I recommend a different book.
Yeah.
But no, that book is also really good.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the other one because I'm reading it right now. But that book is called Project 333 and it's by Courtney Carver.
Yeah.
That one's really good too.
Okay. Well, that is the episode. Thank you so much for sticking around and listening to all of our thoughts about the Project 333 and the 30-day minimalism challenge. If you'd like to support us, you could do so by giving us a shout out on your social media. And also, if you're listening to us on the Apple Podcast, you could give us a 5-star rating, and that's how you could support us as well. And 2 weeks from now, on November 29th, we will be reviewing the book called The Talking Back to Purity Culture, written by Rachel Joy Welcher. And if you want to get down to the nitty-gritty of that book with us, read the book. You have some time. If not, if you want some spoilers, then go ahead and join us for that on that day. And then the week after that, on December 6th, we are going to do our second annual Pulido's Podcast Christmas Movie Reviews.
Whoop, whoop.
And it's going to be all about the 90s.
Yeah.
So,
two 90s babies talking about 90s movies.
So, I am so excited. This is like what I live for. So, I'm excited to do this tournament.
It's too far, 16 man. Movies, too far.
Some including Home Alone 1, 2, Jingle All the Way, Jack Frost, and other movies. So, stick around for that one too.
Yeah. And as Courtney Carver says, there is so much we can't control about how fast things are moving. So it's even more important to slow down the spaces and places we can. Simplifying things will help. Eliminating things will help. Less will help.
See you next time. If you stuck around to the outro, here is behind the scenes, here is the list that we have so far for the Christmas tournament movie.
Oh, dang. Okay.
Yeah. So here's 13 of them. We're still undecided about the last three.
Okay.
But here's Jingle All the Way, Home Alone 1, Home Alone 2, not Home Alone 3. Number 4, Miracle on 34th Street, Santa Claus, The Muppet Christmas Carol, despite Savannah's thoughts about that.
I do not want to watch that.
Jack Frost, The Nightmare Before Christmas, Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas, While You Were Sleeping, To Grandmother's House We Go,
Mary-Kate and Ashley,
I'll Be Home for Christmas, and The Preacher's Wife. If you want to watch those, go ahead. You have some time.
Yeah.
We'll see you on December 6th.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.